welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Dumb Money. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on the true story of the whole Wall Street, GameStop, stocks, and all the shenanigans that went on between the hedge funds and the corporate people who were wanting to keep the underdogs, the retail buyers down, and just everything that went on with that. And that's really the premise of the film. I was interested in seeing this film mainly for two reasons. One, I kept up with the whole GameStop thing when it happened because I am a customer of GameStop. I buy games regularly from there. Didn't own any stock from GameStop, but I wanted the store to succeed and was kind of hoping for and rooting for the store to succeed and do well. So I kept up with a lot of what was going on with everything in 2020 and 2021. And two, I was really interested in the cast. There were a lot of people that I love that are in this cast, particularly Paul Dano, who plays Keith Gill, a.k.a. Roaring Kitty, who is kind of the leader of the retail investors. So I was super interested in seeing him. Shailene Woodley, who really enjoy her as an actress. She plays Keith Gill's wife. Really enjoyed her performance. Wish she had more screen time. I just felt like it would have been nice if she had more screen time. But really enjoyed her performance. I really enjoyed the villains of the film, the kind of the leaders of the hedge funds and everybody there between Seth Rogen, Nick Offerman, Vincent D'Onofrio, Sebastian Stan. They all played the heel very well. Really enjoyed their performances. And also enjoyed ones like American Ferrara and Anthony Ramos. They played people that were kind of amalgams of real life people who were the others that bought into the stock. America Ferrara played a hospital worker. Anthony Ramos played a GameStop employee. And so really enjoyed the cast for the most part. There were a few that I didn't like, mainly Pete Davidson. I'm not really a fan of his as an actor, but he played Keith's brother, and he just was really annoying and really just kind of come across as not likable. And I don't know, in a film like this, you really want the brother of the protagonist, so to speak, to be that annoying, to be that unlikable, but he just kind of come off that way. And so that was kind of a deterrent. Another thing that was a deterrent was the soundtrack. I feel like the soundtrack was just all over the place, and for a lot of times it didn't even make sense as to what it was wanting to be as a film. And so that was kind of a distraction and kind of a deterrent to the film. I think I did like too how they blended together stock footage of TikToks from that era of the news broadcast from like CNBC, and also from the congressional hearing, how they had the congressmen and women their questioning of those that were subpoenaed and testifying. I liked how they blended together the actual footage of the Congress people into the filmed footage of the actors in their testimonies. Really liked how they did that. Overall, I thought it was an okay film. The soundtrack was just too wonky for me. There were some performances, like Pete Davidson's, that were just like, ugh. I think, too, it's hard to make a film like this with such recency to the events. I think that the fact that it's only 2 years between the actual events and the film releasing, I feel like there's a missed opportunity to have a longer perspective of what happened and the ramifications that come out of that. I feel like if this film had probably released like 5 years from now, I think the script would be a little bit better. I think the being able to really understand and resonate with not just the characters, but also what happened afterwards and the effects that that had. I think that it doesn't necessarily hurt the film because it has that such recency, but I feel like that there could have been, if there was a little bit more length of time, I think that it would have helped the film, I think, per se. But as it is, and all you can do is judge it by what it is right now, it's an okay film. I think if you're wanting to see the film, I think it's okay that if you wait to see it on PVOD or see it on streaming, I think that's fine. I don't think you need to rush out to the theater to go see this film. I think if you want to wait, I think that's fine. Because it's an okay film. It's not a great film. It's not a terrible film. It's just okay. And I think really that's all I can say about it is it's an okay film. It's got some great actors in it. And I think if anything, that's what makes the film is the actors in it. And I think that they do a great job with what they have. But it's okay. I think that my one word description of this film is it's okay. And that's what I think. But I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this film. I'd love to hear them anytime. And you can share them anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter at Screen Nerds Pod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads by searching out Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like page, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all your podcast catchers of choice, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcast. If you would, please leave a review, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and hit that subscribe button and share the podcast around. Let others know what we're doing here at the Screen Nerds Podcast, where we're talking about film, we're sharing about our thoughts on film, and celebrating film together. And come be a part of the community and let others know about it as well. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.